It was desired that those who were aware of his thinking and his activities then follow the example, and as he did, become more in unison and in a harmonious vibration with the thought of their Creator. We are here to bring you information and to impress upon you in a non-intellectual way during meditation the idea that is necessary for you to increase the vibratory rate of your real being so that it is harmonious with the original thought of our Creator. Our teachings will be simple, as were the teachings of the one known to you as Jesus. It is only necessary that you attempt to understand these teachings. Understand them in depth. Understanding in depth can be done only through meditation. And then, once these teachings are understood, it will be necessary that they be applied, and that the individual so desiring to apply them demonstrate in his daily activities and in his daily thinking the concept that was the original thought. The concept that we have spoken to you as being love. We have used this word, as I have said, because it is as close as we can come, using language, to the original thought. However, this word is miniature compared to the original thought. The original thought can be obtained in your intellect, only to a very small degree. It must be obtained in your total being, through the process of meditation. Once this is done, and once your activities and thinking reflect this thought, your vibration will increase. At this time you will find the kingdom that has been promised to you. It is truly all about you. It is only necessary for you to grow in order for you to receive it. This growth is simple. Spend time in meditation and learn of its simplicity. 42 All exists, then, in the love and light of the Creator, or to say it another way, all that exists is made of light, directed by love. The concepts of love and light are not exact, the space contacts tell us, but they are the most appropriate words available in our language. Here are correlating passages from several other sources, which repeat the basic thought. Some use the word love, some the word light, and one the word energy, but they all are aiming at the same concept. But until all men agree about the principle taught by the collective prophets and principle teachings, you can have no equation by which to work all your difficult problems. The equation is that God is love, and love is all, and love is the key, or spirit is the force, by which all love is possible between men and between planes, planets and forces of nature. 43 Love is the essence of all creativity. Without love, there would be no life. For it was through love that God received the spark of the idea of creation and conceived the vision of creating man to be a part of him. 44. Attune the frequency of your own individual being nightly, calling upon that being by whichever name you know that being, the Infinite One, God, the All-Knowing One, our Radiant One, to send forth His light to assist you in attuning with those frequencies of light which are being sent forth now at this time into the very core of your own beings. 45 My friends, remember that you are living in a universe of energy. Even you, yourself, are pure energy. 46 This concept of a vibration forming light is in precise agreement with the findings of Dewey B. Larson's revolutionary unified field theory, which he calls the reciprocal system. Larson says, if this is a universe of motion in which matter is a complex of motions, then motion is logically prior to matter. 47 Let's take a look at a further application of the UFO concept that consciousness is prior to matter. The creation was initially conceived by our Creator to be of a property so as to reflect the impressions given to it by man. It was so designed as to express his desires in any way that he chose. There are various levels or densities in this creation, levels and densities that are not yet suspected by your physical scientists. Each of these levels is expressing the desires of those of the Creator's children who are acting within it. Each level or density is moldable or may be acted upon by the thoughts of the individuals within it to a greater or in some cases a lesser extent than that appreciated by those who dwell upon the surface of your planet at this time. It is only necessary to desire an effect to create it. This is what the Creator of us all provided for us. This is not understood at present by the population of the surface of your planet, however, it is in actuality the truth of the creation that they are experiencing at this time. The conditions that you experience in your daily activities are a result of your thinking and the thinking of those about you and others on your surface. 48 And again, thoughts can also be transmitted on many frequencies. The effect that these frequencies will have in the envelope of your earth will depend on the frequencies of thought. Now you say, what determines the frequency of the thought? There are several things. The motive back of the thought will determine somewhat the frequency, also the type of thought. For instance, thoughts of resentment, of hate, of fear, each has its frequency, and this frequency has its effect, and will eventually seek out the same vibration or level of vibration in the envelope. As this builds up in the Earth's envelope and becomes greater and greater in quantity, it will have its effect upon the Earth. 49 It is interesting to note, in the context of these messages, that all of the people who are currently able to produce Geller-type effects are generally of the opinion that the way they cause the direct alterations in their physical environment is to want those alterations to occur. They desire that the metal change its shape, or whatever, and this change happens. I speculate that the mechanism of this bending and breaking of materials by mind has to do with the mind's affecting an alteration of the basic vibration or space-time mismatch, which Larson identifies as the most basic building block of the material universe, the photon, or light. A much greater refinement of this ability would theoretically allow the individual to create his own reality by arranging the vibration of the fabric of space-time as he desired. As he thought, so would it be. It is the reported condition in the finer planes of existence, as reported by astral travelers too numerous to cite. Indeed, the ability to cause changes in our environments by our own efforts of will seems a desirable talent to cultivate. The UFO nauts tell us how to go about achieving fantastic abilities. The instructions are seemingly simple, yet because of their need to put their concepts into our language, there is always the big question of whether we are able to fully understand what they mean. Seeking, my friends, is, as we said, extremely important. First, I would like to explain why seeking is important. Seeking is a way of growing. It is in truth for the people of this planet at this time their only way of truly rapidly growing. Growing, my friends, in a sense that is spiritual. The people of this planet at this time are almost all children. In a spiritual sense, most of them are not at this time seeking spiritual growth. This is very important. If an individual is to rapidly grow, spiritually, all of us throughout all of space are growing, in a spiritual sense. However, some of us are growing much more rapidly than others. The reason for this growth is simply that these are the ones that are seeking. It is written in your holy works that it is necessary to seek if you are to find. This is with reference to finding spiritual enlightenment. This is in reference to developing the awareness that is necessary for man on Earth to develop if he is to take his rightful place in the creation. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are aware that seeking is necessary if one is to get where he wishes to be, and he wishes to be at a higher state of awareness. Look about you, upon your planet. There are many conscious beings, in many forms of life. There are the animals, and birds, and the fish, and man on Earth. And each has a state of awareness. But it seems that man has the higher state of awareness. And yet we tell you that this awareness is very minimal. And the awareness of man on Earth can be raised to an awareness that he would consider godlike. But, my friends, this is what was meant for man to have. This is what was the original concept of the Creator, that this awareness would be possessed by all of his children. This is what it is necessary to seek, if you are to find this awareness. The reason that it is necessary to seek this awareness is that it cannot be given to you. It is something that each individual must find for himself. It is not a difficult thing to find. It is a very simple thing to find. It is only necessary that the individual go about seeking in a proper way. We are here to attempt to aid those who desire our aid in seeking our awareness, to find it. We will not attempt to confuse those whom we wish to aid with complex lectures on various problems and concepts. We will simply give to them the simplest of the Creator's ideas. For, my friends, his ideas are not complex. It is man, especially man on earth, who has made a complex set of rules and conditions for spirituality. The Creator's concept, my friends, is extremely simple. This we are here to bring to you. It is only necessary then that you seek an understanding of this simplicity. Then, upon understanding it, demonstrate it in your daily lives, and in your activities and associations with your fellow man. Then, my friends, the awareness that was meant for you will be yours. It is an extremely simple process. It is only necessary that, first, man on earth seek, my friends. This is what is necessary. This is the first step. Seek awareness. Seek the spirituality that was meant to be yours, and surely you will find it. For this is the Creator's plan, that all of His children should have this. Seeking, my friends, is extremely simple. And yet, through the powers of your intellect, with the best of intentions, it is possible to make it seem complicated. There is the complication in your vision of the concept of time, and there is the complication in your vision of the concept of space. And you say where, and when, may I seek? In what place may I find holy ground? And at what time may I seek the Creator? My friends, you are the Creator. For the Creator is you. And, my friends, as it is written in your holy works, the place whereon you stand is holy ground. There is no complication in time, for all time is here and now. There is no complication in place, for all place is here and now. My friends, there is naught but seeking, there is naught but the Creator. It is only necessary for you to turn inwardly, into the light, and enter the light. These words are poor, but they lead the way to a new understanding. It is not necessary to have the most perfect meditation or the most proficient spiritual moments in order to be seeking. It is necessary only to turn your will. 50. So we must desire, we must have the desire, and then we must be willing to work for it, to practice, to develop. You see, we have many powers within us, greater powers than you can imagine, but we must develop them, you see, and as we master one, we become aware of others and we master them, and so we do, on and on, but it requires great effort, especially in the beginning. As you gain more confidence in yourself and in your powers to do these things, you see, it becomes easier and easier, for it becomes, it's like it's natural to do this. 51. So we are supposed to seek. But how do we go about seeking? And what is the object of our search? There are many ways, my friends, of gaining what you seek. However, what you seek now will change. It will change as you seek it, for this is the nature of seeking. For as you seek, you find, and as you find, you understand. And as you understand, you continue in seeking, but at a different level. So do not attempt to understand that which at present seems to be beyond you. Simply go within, and you will be led to an understanding that will place you upon a new plateau, from which you will be able to view much, much more of reality. Seeking, my friends, is not a direct attempt to understand each intellectual question which crosses your mind. Seeking is the attempt to know one's Creator. There will be in your seeking an unfoldment of understanding. Each step will show itself to you. When it does, raise yourself upon it, so that you may find the next one. We bring to man of earth understanding, and yet we cannot speak to him and cause him to understand. We cannot communicate through channels this understanding. We can only point out directions for his seeking. For it will be necessary for him to change his point of view, and to change it, he must understand, and to understand, he must seek. There will be many paradoxes in your seeking, for this is the nature of seeking. But as you continue, these will dissolve, for you will reach a new plateau, and a new understanding. And the seeming paradox that you have bypassed will appear in its true light. Meditation, my friends, is the only method of which we know to allow an individual to rapidly form this new basis for his understanding. For this is not dependent upon preconceptions. It is not dependent upon the definitions of a language that was never intended for spiritual seeking. Redefine that which you experience. Redefine it through your seeking, and through your growing awareness of the creation and our Creator. And then, my friends, you will not question, for you will know. For you will have grown in your understanding. It is sometimes frustrating to be unable to find answers to those questions that seem paramount, and directly in the path of your seeking. But these too will fade, as you pass them by, and become more and more aware of the single truth that permeates all things, and answers all questions. We will continue to aid you in any way that we can. But primarily we will point out to you the wonders and the joys of the creation that you experience. And we will attempt to bring to you an understanding that will be the result of your meditation. 52 They realize that they cannot really express themselves fully through our words. This is the sad part of their contacting us on this earthy plane of expression, where we are very limited in interpreting mental impressions and meanings into words. 53 But they are not hampered critically by this communication handicap, because what they want us to do more than anything is meditate and get in touch with our own higher awareness. We should consider the highest state of spiritual harmony, love, an awareness of which we can conceive and so make this state of consciousness our own personal goal. We should keep revising our goal upward as our concepts and realizations of the nature of our Creator grow and blossom within us. 54 How can we seek this higher awareness? The UFOnauts refer again and again to a quotation from our own Holy Bible: ask, and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. 55 Once we begin to come into this higher consciousness, say the Space Brothers, we begin to learn a new way to live, a way focusing on service to others. Service, my friends, is very natural. It is the way of the Creator. It is the plan of the creation. Everything in the creation is performing a service. The vegetation that is abundant upon your planet performs a service. But your people ignore this. The animals upon your planet perform a service, but this is largely also ignored. The flowers, the very air, the water perform a service, but this is ignored. If it were taken fully into consideration, it would become obvious that everything in the creation is there to perform a service. This includes all the Creator's children. Each of you is here to perform a service. This is the plan of this infinite creation. This is how it works. It is only necessary to understand this, and then all things are possible. Unfortunately, upon the planet that you now enjoy, this principle is not understood. Very, very few of those who inhabit the surface of this planet understand the simplicity and totality of this plan. It is the way the creation functions. It is only necessary that you understand this, and then perform with the best of your ability. Perform these services to your fellow man, and then you too will be functioning the way that the Creator of us all planned. 56. We must learn in spiritual work to be flexible, to be open, to be of service to one another. 57. It is because all things are interrelated and all parts of the whole must cooperate with each individual segment of the whole, giving, flowing to one another the priceless energies and the goodwill of love and comradeship which must bring forth the highest in each part of the living creative force field on the planet at this time, and with those who work in and through the planet at this time. 58 The Lord answered, serve thy Creator by doing good unto others with all thy wisdom and strength, and by being true to thine own highest light, and all knowledge shall come to thee. 59 You cannot grow by taking in all the truth and beauty of the inner life which you can find and just holding it there. You must bring it forth into your daily life and live as best you can by its tenets and share it with others who ask to know. We may only grow by being agents in the great river of life which flows into our world from our Creator. We must let our light shine forth. If we do not give of that which we receive to those who seek, in the same spirit that it was given to us, we become a full and stagnant pond and we can receive no more. 60 I gave thee light of life that you might extend my action, that others might feel the joy of me that are in darkness spent, who are trouble blinded and cannot see that I am the. 61 All right, we understand that we should attempt to be of service to others. But that is not as simple as it might seem. How are we supposed to go about determining what service is? Service, my friends, is an extremely difficult task to perform effectively. It is necessary first to define the objectives of true service in order to understand how one may serve. There are two classifications under which all services may be divided. The first classification includes those services that are of a transient or unlasting nature. These are the services that you perform in your daily activities for your fellow man, and they are truly services. But there is a test that may be administered in order to determine whether the service performed is of a transient or unlasting nature, or whether it should fall into the second classification, which includes all services of a permanent and not transient nature. The test is to determine whether or not the service is of such a nature to cause spiritual growth for the one served. This, my friends, whether it is known to the individual or whether he has forgotten, is in truth his only real objective. The people of your planet are, for the most part, in a state of ignorance with respect to their real objective, which is the evolvement of their spiritual awareness. This, then, is what must be served if the second classification for service is to be met. Each of these two classifications are desirable, and we would like to perform for the people of your planet acts which would be classified under both classifications. However, since we are aware that the second classification is by far the more important of the types of services that may be performed, it is necessary at this time to postpone performances of services of a direct way, to aid in a physical or more transient nature. We are quite fortunate that we are able to act as we are doing now, to provide the people of this planet with information that they may use in order to augment their seeking in a spiritual sense. 62 Fragapati said, "Quick, now, seize the goal, go forth practicing thy light for others, and it will grow, giant-like." And hope was strong in faith, almost mad with the delight of such wondrous change, and he rushed forth, commanding, in the name of Jehovah, raising up hundreds and thousands, even as he had been raised. Crystallizing. 63 Love is mental or spiritual and can be done with your thinking. Love through your thinking is the only way. Outward expressions of your love do not mean anything unless they have love in the thinking behind the expression. 64 The reason for life in the physical sense is to experience service. For this is very effective in creating a deep and complete understanding of the Creator's plan for the creation. In this plan was the concept of service. Through his love, he instilled in each of the parts of this creation the desire to serve. This desire to serve is within everything that exists. It is within the planet that you walk upon. It is within the vegetation, the atmosphere itself. Everything about you exists to serve, and unless an entity becomes involved too deeply in thoughts generated as an action of his freedom of choice, he will maintain his awareness of his desire to serve, as does the vegetation upon your planet, as does the atmosphere that you breathe, as do we of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator. 65 This is really your purpose, service to your Creator and your fellow man. 66 For know ye all, that whoever aspireth to me shall come to me, but the nearest way for many is round about. Ye being above grade 50 are already more to me and for me than against me or from me, and in equal degree are cast upon your own responsibility. For such is the light of my kingdoms, from the first to the highest, to the child, no responsibility, to grade 25, 1/4, to 50, 1/2, to 75, 3/4, but to the emancipated in my Aetherian realms, responsibility not only to self but to all who are beneath. Wherein my highest worlds are responsible for the lowest, being bound unto one another through me for the resurrection of all. In this day am I come to deliver my gods down to the earth, to walk on the earth with mortals, raising them up in my name. 67 You have desired our presence, and we are with you. We are of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator. We are always with those of the people of this planet who desire our presence. This is our service to the people of this planet at this time. This is our technique of seeking. It may seem strange that we would seek through service, but this is our understanding of seeking. It is stated in your holy works that it is necessary to seek in order to find. We have found many ways of seeking. One of these is to serve your fellow man. And this is our form of seeking at this time. We are seeking understanding of the Creator. For this is our desire. We are seeking this understanding through service. Through serving our fellow man on earth, and aiding him in his desire to understand the Creator. And through aiding him, and fulfilling his desire, we aid ourselves in fulfilling our desire. For in doing this, not only does man on earth perhaps learn more of this creation and the Creator, but also we, for it is a law of this creation that only through service, may one be served. In serving others, we serve ourselves, as even does man on earth. For this was the original idea that generated the entire infinite creation, the idea of mutual service, the idea of mutual understanding, and the idea of mutual love. This we are bringing to man on earth, an understanding of that that is within him. An understanding of that which created him. An understanding of our service and the need for his. It is unfortunate that there are so many that do not understand the true principles of this creation. We are attempting to help them realize this truth. It is within them, and this is our service, to help them find what they desire to find, the realization of the thought that generated not only them, but all that there is, and the thought that provided that all that there is act in such a way to serve all that there is. 68 We wish to help you find the Father and his blessings as we have done. Sharing with others is one of the great pleasures of life. You will never know great happiness until you can share the love of the Father with someone else. 69 We are all one, beloved ones. And to serve others is only to serve yourself. 70 The ideals of both our churches and our statesmen are very much in line with this space brother philosophy of service to others. It is just that on earth, we seldom manage to put these ideals into action. Missionaries and diplomats alike want some return for their service. Indeed, the UFO concept of foreign aid is a revolutionary one. Chapter 6. The Development of Man. According to the communications from space contacts, man on Earth has something to learn about long-forgotten abilities. According to some of these communications, we all should be able to work miracles. The problem is diagnosed as being the atrophy of Earthman's basic mental muscle. Therefore, we see a lot of contactee material on how to regain the natural abilities which at present we now call psychic or paranormal. Their general attitude is that this mental muscle is not synonymous with the intellect as we know it. Instead, it is a process whereby the basic personal consciousness or vibration of the individual is strengthened through expanding the awareness in an intuitive or non-thinking sense. This process is achieved by means of very simple mental exercises and then is distilled by what you might call the subconscious. The mental exercises have to do with daily meditation. Much can be said for the magnificence of silence, for in silence one may hear the musical voice of God. Listen just for a moment and feel life as it exists. Look into your brother's eyes and see the love of God in the reflection. Don't look up for God, look in, for it is within each man that he exists with powers unlimited. 1 It is necessary, in addition to practicing this form of meditation, for you to become aware of the original creation, and not creation of man. Pay attention to that which is natural. Become aware of it. People of your planet are not aware of the original creation. They have created a very false illusion. Therefore, they are not in awareness of reality. If you think that you are totally aware of the original creation at this time, then you are mistaken. For, if you were, you would see us, for we are part of the original creation. There is a technique for increasing your awareness. This technique will be given to you a little at a time, so that you may employ each step. The first step will be to seek to understand each thing that you see that is a portion of the original creation. Take these things one at a time, and consider them in detail, and try to establish in your mind a totally detached understanding of them. If this part of the creation happens to be a leaf, then study it with care. Become aware of it. Do not rely on old impressions. Develop an awareness of each thing. This will be the first step. This instrument receives my thoughts, and relays them to you. These thoughts are not my exclusive property. They are the thoughts of an entire creation of our infinite Creator. It is not necessary for this instrument to be used for you to know these thoughts. They are available to all people in all places at all times. For they are the thoughts of the Creator. And these thoughts were meant for all of mankind, in all places. These thoughts are the thoughts with which the Creator created us. These thoughts are very simple.